You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
Jesus' Perspective, He Knew His Purpose, by Dr. Michael Youssef. In three short verses, Hebrews 10, 5 through 7, the author of Hebrews gives us the Christmas story according to Jesus. You see, Jesus saw himself as the fulfillment of Psalm 40. That psalm tells us that the sacrifices of the Old Testament were never enough to cleanse us from our sins. No matter how many bulls or lambs the people offered to God, the offerings could not deal with the root problem. And so another sacrifice, a better sacrifice, was needed. That's why Jesus said, "I have come to do your will, my God." Jesus was born on that first Christmas for a distinct purpose. He came to die as a sacrifice for sins. That's why, in the field outside of Bethlehem, an angel of heaven pierced the night sky to tell the shepherds, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." The good news was that the heaven-sent Savior had come to fulfill a glorious mission, to conquer sin and death once and for all. Jesus was born to be a sacrifice. He gave his body on the cross to pay for our sins. This purpose was not an afterthought or something that Jesus stumbled into. Rather, he was conscious that his coming was for a specific purpose, to do the will of the Father. That will, from before the foundation of the world, was the cross. And so, the cross is at the very center of the Christmas story. In fact, without the cross in view, it's impossible to have Jesus' heart for the Christmas season. The good news of the Advent is only good news because of the cross. Jesus knew that, and he lived his entire life with his face set toward Calvary. Christmas is meant to be a time of joy. Every year we have a new opportunity to celebrate the coming of our King and the miracle of his birth. We rejoice that God's Son made his home with us for a time. But of course, he didn't stop there. He lived a perfect, sinless life and then died in our place so that we could make our home with him both now and forever. Let's pray together. Jesus, what wondrous news is your gospel. Thank you for coming to earth for us, to redeem us from the pit, and even to lift us today to the heavenly realms with you. With this perspective in mind, may we be freed to live for you by the power of your Spirit at work within us. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you looking for a way to focus on Christmas this season? With 25 reflections on the character of our Savior, Dr. Michael Youssef's Advent devotional book, Jesus the Only, will prepare your heart not only for the wondrous celebration of Jesus' birth, but also for his coming reign. Order your copy today at ltw.org.
To take a deeper dive into today's devotional topic, check the show notes for links to additional resources. And while you're there, subscribe to the My Devotional podcast so you never miss an episode. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.